There you go. Taking you for a ride. Joss Stone on 88 FM. And this is the station where real music lives, after all. And we love taking you for a ride as well. I mean, in the motoring sense. And when it comes to looking at what's hot and happening on the local motoring scene, this is the voice of Belita, after all. We like to keep things locally focused. And the buzz of late has been the fact that a seriously regarded motoring group, the Alpine Motors Group, has opened doors in Belito recently, bringing two brands to our coastline for the very first time representing in Belito. And one of them we'll be talking about on a future interview slot right here on Radio Life and Style. I'm talking about BYD, the first fully electric car brand in South Africa. Alongside that, another brand that is making massive waves on the local motoring market. And for a car brand to be called Bike is bold. But the spelling is not quite what you would think. Not B-I-K-E, B-A-I-C. The maker of the brilliant Beijing X55, which, if you know your stuff, you will know recently scooped SA Car of the Year in its category within 6 months of launch. And I believe this is the first time that a Chinese automotive brand has ever pulled off that feat. Don't take my word for it. In the studio with me this morning, I've got the director and shareholder of Alpine Motor Group, KZN, Ravi Naidu, is back with us. Ravi, how are you today?
Fantastic. Mark, good morning to you and the Dolphin Coast listeners.
Great to have you back in the house. And you can check my facts there. Did I blow the balloon too big? Was I on the money with all of that stuff?
Absolutely on the money, Mark. On the money.
Look, it must be really exciting for you obviously you've been spending a lot of time interfacing with these brands, getting ready to bring them to the market here on our home shores, and to be witnessing a moment where a genuinely new offering is now unveiled, and to see how it's getting people's heads turning, how it's getting their eyes lit up. And I mean, recently, the last week, I saw you had some great displays in the Belito Junction Mall, and it was just I was walking to Woolworths and I see this kind of feeding frenzy. It looks like a sardine run, you know, people swirling around the cars, and they are, you know, seeing a picture of the Beijing X55 in print on a screen is one thing, but actually seeing it in 3D, you know, I think it's like some people photograph really well, but they never quite look like they do on Instagram when you meet them in real life. This is like the opposite. These cars look so much better, I think, in real life. And I mean, they look great in print, but I don't know what it is. This is a really special design aspect that has come to the fore. But you would know better than me. What do you think it is about this car, just on the outside, that is so striking and that gets people's jaws literally dangling?
Mark, it's got quite a unique design. It flows very well. The lines in the car are very elegant. You know, when you look at the car from the front, it is very striking. The headlights actually make a statement, especially at night. If you look at that car at night in the front and the rear, it is beautiful lit up.
It looks like it comes from the future. And it strikes us, I think, this balance where sometimes you get a car that is maybe it's like too progressive in its style, and the market thinks, you know, this is a bit of a weird oddity thing. It kind of gets a bit of a niche following. But this seems to somehow have a mass appeal going for it while still being a really progressive, forward-facing, futuristic design. I mean, I just like the fact that, you know, for example, like you look at it, where are the door handles? They're not there, but they are there.
Yeah, well, they are concealed door handles, Mark. They actually have a little party trick. When you walk up to the car, they pop out. So, and when you walk away, they get hidden again.
You so, see, and it's those little design features that, I mean, you might be used to seeing them maybe on a high-end, like a Range Rover or something like that, and here they are integrated beautifully into this really sporty, sexy SUV package, let alone the paint job, the colors that are available. I've seen around Belita some of these really eye-catching yellow numbers that definitely say, look at me, I've arrived.
Mark, it's quite a simple model from Bike South Africa, and for those that don't know what Bike stands for, it's Beijing Automotive Industry Corporation. established back in 1958.
So it's not just a new kid on the block.
Yeah, so it's a company with a lot of heritage. It's a Fortune 500 company. It ranked last year at 162 in the Fortune 500. So it's not a Mickey Mouse company. It's a company with serious money behind it.
Serious rubber on the road.
Yeah. And they've been very innovative. And you know, the launch of the X55 happened in December last year. Within 2 months, it was nominated Car of the Year for the Car of the Year nominations. And then in about May last year, it won Car of the Year in its category.
Which is, just if you think about that timeline, how mind-blowing it is. And that from a complete newbie, new entry, new brand, to having impressed the highest level of South African motoring journalists and being put through its paces, you know, it's a serious accolade to claim. That just speaks to the quality of the product, right?
Yeah, absolutely, Mark. And you know, it's a simple business model on the X55. It comes in three models. It comes with an entry-level dynamic model, the elite middle-of-the-range model, and then there's the premium model. Comes in four colors. It comes in a white, yellow, gray and a red. That's it.
Boom. Don't mess around with confusing combinations.
There's no millions of options, plus this, plus that, plus metallic paints. There's none of that. The price is the price, you know, for the on-road costs, etc. It's a simple philosophy. So there's no hidden costs in this car.
That is brilliant, because I think people have become used to the fact that there's always a catch, there's always something hidden, isn't there?
Yeah.
And this really seems to be a different, kind of a much more transparent model and approach to saying, here you go, what you see is what you get, and you get a lot.
Absolutely. From the entry level, a lot of the features are standard. I mean, it comes with all the safety features, ABS, EBD, AS, ESP, etc. So, you know, airbags, 6 airbags, 5-star NCAP safety rating. In fact, it has a very high 5-star NCAP rating. It's 89%, and the average of NCAP rating runs at 79%.
Wow.
So the safety features are excellent on this vehicle.
And look, I don't care what a thing looks like if it doesn't have a good safety rating, bottom line. Especially if you're transporting your family in this thing, you want to make sure that they're not only comfortable, but super safe. And ticking all the right boxes with incredible pricing, starting at an amazing 429,900 rand for the entry-level model, which is, for an SUV of this caliber, absolutely astounding value.
It's actually, you know, it won Car of the Year in the subcompact SUV, but it's nothing from compact. One actually needs to sit in this vehicle to understand how much space there is in this vehicle. It's actually a good family size SUV. It can pretty much seat 5 adults in that car very comfortably.
And look, the fact that seeing is believing, and you're really experiencing it is, as I say, that seals the deal. I mean, you can read all the facts on the website, but now you have the opportunity, with Alpine Motors having officially opened the Alpine Cars Bolito dealership and being the official outlet for the bike brand in Bolito, you can now get yourself down there today and sit in one of these things and really take it for a spin, take it for a drive, right?
100%. We've got demo models at the dealership that are available for test drive and viewing. And all you need to do is pop by with your driver's license and we'll take you for a test drive.
And if you don't believe what you read, you know, you think all these journalists, maybe they've been paid off, I promise you, you will be a convert once you have sat behind the wheel of the Beijing X55.
It also has quite a sizable power plant in there, Mark. It's a 1.5-litre engine with 130 kilowatts, 305 newton meters of torque for the techies. And it's for the size of the vehicle, it runs at an average consumption of about 7.7 to 8 liters to 100
Serious
kilometers. That is a very efficient for an ICE engine in today's world.
And for those that are now itching to see it for themselves up close and personal, where is the new Alpine Cars Bolito dealership based?
Mike, we're based in 8 Moffat Drive. On the top floor of that building, and you're welcome to come and visit us there.
Brilliant. Otherwise, I mean, if you can't wait to get away from your desk, website bikebolito.co.za right now to check out the latest deals. But I mean, come on, just around the corner, just behind the Lifestyle Center, just down that Moffat Drive. Bike Bolito waiting for you at the new Alpine Cars dealership. Ravi and the team are waiting to welcome you to a world of motoring. And we've got plenty to talk about on the radio.
We've actually got quite an easy telephone number to remember as well. 087-007-1010.
How did you get that? 007 in the number. So, come
1010.
On.
I mean,
It's a sign. If you're looking for a new set of wheels, if you're looking for an SUV, if you're looking for a comfortable, stylish family car that just is a full package, then the Beijing X55 needs to be on your radar. Don't rule it out until you've sat behind the wheel and taken it for a spin. And right now the word is, it is in Bolito. It's waiting for you at the Bike Bolito dealership under the Alpine Cars banner at 8 Moffat Drive. And Ravi, I think we're going to be seeing a lot of these. I'm already seeing more and more week on week. They're making their presence felt. But I think heading into the summer season, this is going to be one of the hottest rides on the road.
Mark, we've got quite a special opening now that we've landed in Bolito. So for a limited time offer, all bars of Beijing in Bolito will get up to 30,000 rand deal assistance on the vehicle.
Holy
so
moly.
We can utilize that towards trade-ins, low interest rates, structuring a finance deal. We've got a finance manager at the dealership and we can structure it any which way you want, with residuals, without residuals, with deposits, without deposits. So we're quite flexible in the way we finance these vehicles.
Hey, well, that is why you guys lead the pack and why we're all the better for having you in Bolito. So now you know, if you're looking for a Christmas present for yourself, this is the time to start talking. Our friends at Bike Bolito, 8 Moffat Drive. And remember to check out that website right now. Get all the contact details, bikebolito.co.za. Ravi Naidu, director and shareholder of Alpine Motor Group, my special guest for this Tuesday morning on the motoring front. Ravi, can we talk wheels again soon?
Yes, absolutely. We'll talk about a different brand maybe next week, and that will be the BYD brand, the full electric car, and what we're doing in that brand.
Build your dreams with that one. Well, I can't wait for it. Same time, same place, right here on Radio Life and Style. And right now, taking you for another little drive. Here's Lighthouse Family, and that's you called Ocean Drive on 88 FM.